Next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-1 in conference play and 4-1 overall, and have a bye on Saturday before playing at Michigan on October 11th. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
If you want to give some quick opening comments, then we'll open up the call to questions from the media.
Yeah, we're in a bye week this week, so we're excited to get out there on the field today, make some corrections. We'll practice Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll go on the road recruiting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then get back going again on Sunday with our preparation for our next opponent. So looking forward to it. Probably the bye week came at a great time for us. With our lack of depth at some positions, we're banged up, and this is coming at a great time for us. So, looking forward to it, and then getting started on our next opponent.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open up the call to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from one of Travis Johnson with Center Daily Times.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, Travis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Looking back at Vanderbilt, I know that you guys were pretty good at maximizing your bye week practice. I think you guys were 3-1 after byes. What is the key to maximizing that week where you might want to strike a balance, I guess, between practicing and also giving these guys some time away?
Well, I think everything is different and everything is magnified here because of, the well-documented, depth issues that we have and the lack of scholarships and things like that. So these things are going to be, handled differently here. I've learned kind of from a lot of different people I've worked for and seen there's a lot of different ways to do it. For us, we're pretty committed to the walkthroughs and the jog-throughs and the mental reps and the footwork if you do it the right way. I don't think there's any doubt you'd love to go out and go full speed and bang and do those things, but we just can't afford to do that. So we're going to try to get our young guys as much work this week as possible to continue with their development, try to make the corrections, with our older guys while still taking some of the banging off of their body so, we can get into our next game being as fresh as we possibly can and be as healthy as we possibly can. So that's kind of our priority this week. We got a lot of things to correct and a lot of things to work on. Let's do those things and then move on.
And I think you said that you guys would practice, I guess, up to Wednesday, and then you would go on the road recruiting. Is the plan now to give these guys Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then start your normal week on Sunday like you guys usually do?
Yeah, we'll keep, Sunday basically will be right back to the way it was. Obviously, we'll get more time on Sunday because you're not spending any time cleaning up your previous game. So that'll give us, more of an opportunity to get more things done on that Sunday. But, the guys will have off Saturday, so if they want to go home and see high school games and things like that, they got to fulfill all their academic responsibilities, obviously. We'll practice Tuesday and Wednesday and then give them off Thursday, Friday, Saturday while the coaches are on the road recruiting.
Your next question comes from line of Ralph Russo with Associated Press.
Hi, James. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I don't want to talk directly about what the Michigan situation this week, but I wanted to ask sort of a big picture question about how difficult is it when there's so much stuff going on the sidelines and so many things that your responsibility during a game, how difficult is it to keep track of who is injured and what players get hurt and whom on your staff, either coaches or medical staff, is responsible for communicating that to you?
Well, I think, again, I don't want to talk about the specifics with them because I haven't studied it, and that would be inappropriate for me to talk about it without, being educated on all the details. But I think it's everybody's responsibility here at Penn State. It's the coaches. It's the position coaches. The position coaches are watching their guys. The head coach is watching, the guys. But obviously it's hard to watch all 11 guys on the field at the same time. But that's where the coaches, the position coaches, the training staff, the doctors that you have traveling with you as well, they're all looking at those things. And you're constantly growing. You're constantly evolving. You're constantly studying best practices and how you can do things differently and learn. We all learn from situations that we've been through. We learn from situations that other people have been through. There's no doubt about it. I think, for you to do it just with the numbers that we have in our sport, everybody's got to take some responsibility in it.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, James, even for those of us who cover Northwestern, we didn't know much about Anthony Walker until Saturday's game, number 18. Did he impress you much, and did you have any idea that he was that kind of a player going into the game?
Yeah, I thought, overall, you got to give Northwestern credit. They played extremely well. They're well coached. They played hard. They played smart. They really did. You got to give those guys credit, not only him, but a number of players. And we knew it was going to be a challenge. We had been playing a certain way for 4 weeks and had been able to kind of get by with it by, just being gutsy and persevering and finding a way at the end of games. And you can only do that for so long. One of the things that's interesting is you go into the meeting on Sunday and the players are sitting there waiting to see how you're gonna react. And we just went in and said, hey guys, all of us could have done better, myself included, and these are the things that we got to get corrected moving forward. And I think if you handle this the right way, it could turn into a positive because it forces you to deal with some of your issues that you have.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Corey Geiger with ESPN Radio State College.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I know you don't talk about specific injuries and things, but you have a week off, and you mentioned that some guys are banged up. In your experience, how much can a full week help at this point in the season, just getting guys back fresher?
Well, where it really helps, obviously when you got guys that are clearly out, doesn't help a whole lot. I mean, the time always is productive, but for the guys that have had the nagging injuries, the nagging ankle, or the nagging bruised shoulder, the nagging whatever, that you just need the time off. You just need the time off. That's where it's most valuable. And then obviously the guys that are maybe playing more reps than they should be. But, based on our situation, that's just kind of where you're at, allowing those guys to kind of get off their legs a little bit, to get their legs back. Those things are really valuable and probably more valuable for us in our situation than most. So I think that's where it comes in handy.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Carlson with Associated Press.
Coach, were you surprised that as many problems surfaced as they did? And are they correctable in a short time span, or are they more of a long-term project?
Yeah, really the problems that surfaced are really the same problems, we've been having all year, and we've been getting better in them, and those types of things. But it's not like a whole lot of things popped up on Saturday that are different than the story we've been writing all year long. It just came to a head, and we played an opponent that didn't make a whole lot of mistakes. We've been able to hide some of our deficiencies. I made the comment before that winning minimizes the issue and losing maximizes the issues, but the issues are still there. So it's not like a whole lot of things jumped out this Saturday that hadn't been there earlier in the year. We just got to have more of a sense of urgency getting fixed. Some of them, you're not going to get fixed overnight. One of the things that, to me is a pretty good example of some of the things that we're working through is we have one scholarship offensive tackle in the senior, junior, and sophomore class. So if you look at our scholarship board, we only have one offensive tackle on scholarship in three classes. So you got a senior and freshman. That's it. So, some of these problems you're not going to solve in a week. And I think our kids are doing awesome. They really are. They're playing hard. They're great kids. But, it is what it is in some of these situations.
We have time for one last question here for Coach Franklin.
Your final question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Vidon State.
James, at Vanderbilt, your record post-bye, not just the immediate week, but the rest of the season after the bye was dramatically different than it was before the bye. Is there anything at all you can apply from the situation there to the situation now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you guys have heard me say before, I think there is some similarities in what we've been through in the past and what we're facing here. You know, experience counts. And I think the way you handle these bye weeks is really important. I've worked for a lot of different coaches that have handled them different ways. And, you know, what we're trying to do is learn from all those past experiences, but also do what's best for Penn State, you know, in the here and now. I think one of the big things is, you know, a lot of times, you know, in normal weeks in preparation, you know, you're rushing. You're rushing to get the stuff corrected from the week before. You're rushing to get the new game plan installed. You're rushing to work on fundamentals and techniques that you need. And then what happens is you probably don't do a good enough job in any of those areas. So the bye week allow you to do that, especially when you're a new staff, you know, and trying to install new things. Once you've been here for a couple of years and you know, you've got years of muscle memory build up in terms of techniques and fundamentals and plays and those things, you know, that it's you know, it's probably not as magnified like it is right now, but you know, we're excited about, you know, this bye week, the timing of when it comes, and hopefully put us in position to play the way we're capable of playing against our next opponent.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.